I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Doug Doyle.
Cindy Blackman Santana is one of the most accomplished drummers in music, with a 40-year career as a band leader, recording artist, and live performer. She grabbed the attention of everyone while being Lenny Kravitz's drummer for 17 years. The drummer extraordinaire's repertoire spans jazz, rock, and funk, showcasing her versatility behind the kit and in front of the mic. She'll be headlining tonight's Brick Celebrate Brooklyn's Jazz at the Band Show concert.
The event is probably 10 minutes from my house, you know, so...
Can't beat that, right?
Can't beat that, you know, so I'm really excited. This is my neighborhood. This is my hood, Brooklyn. You know, I love Brooklyn. I lived in Manhattan for a long time, but you know, the last 13, 14 years that I was here before, you know, getting married and leaving, I was living in Brooklyn.
Cindy has been married to iconic guitarist Carlos Santana since 2010, and the two have made some magic together, the latest on her new solo album, Coherence. The album arrives July 31st via Mack Avenue Records. The expansive 17-track album blends jazz, rock, and fusion, featuring her husband Carlos and guitarist John McLaughlin. One of the tracks, The Message Is Love.
Get up, Cindy.
You know, the way Carlos opens up, you know, first of all, the intro with the Snoop is really, really cool. I love that. And then when Carlos comes in with that first note, he just set the tone for the whole rest of the song.
Cindy Blackman Santana has enjoyed playing and recording with some of the greats of the jazz world, including Ron Carter, Pharoah Sanders, and Joe Henderson.
Oh, my gosh. Is everything, because I learned so much. I still do. I learned so much, you know. I've done sessions with Ron, and he will say one thing to all the young cats in the room, and it's like, whoa, just blows us away, because it's, you know, stacked and packed with so much wisdom, you know. Just watching him, the way that he picks up his instrument, as soon as he picks it up, his stature changes. You know, changes. It's like, okay, it's on now. I'm at my instrument, and this is, you know, I'm ready. And so just watching him do that is incredible. So everything from that to, of course, every note that he played, the way that he approached the music. I wrote a tune one time in a session. It was a Wallace Roney record. And this tune was probably about a 45-bar song or something like that. It was not a conventional form, in other words. Ron Carter walked that tune as if he were walking a 12-bar blues. I mean, it was spectacular, you know. So the things that I learned from him, the things that I learned from Pharoah and Joe Henderson, and many other greats, Jackie McLean, it's just been really key to me being able to... put concepts together, to grow, and to become better.
You can see my entire interview with Cindy Blackman Santana on the WBGO YouTube channel. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.